He wore the jersey. He lived the battles in the trenches. And now he's bringing it all down with his championship insight.
This is what it feels like to be one of the big dogs in the NFL. There's a lot of mental toughness that comes along with that. Boost your ego a little bit.
It's time to get caught up on the green and gold with today's insider.
Brian Blagan, Iowa.
On Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
Green and Gold Insiders is sponsored by Window Nation. Balaga, what a win.
Fantastic win. How are we doing this Monday evening?
My goodness, in the second half, they only got 4 yards on us. Have you ever seen
it?
I mean, we've seen stuff like this before, but I mean, for this season, how great was it? Like a sigh of relief for us, right?
Yeah, I mean, this was a big-time defense performance, and it couldn't have come really at a better time. If you look at the way the schedule's lining up and all the division opponents that are coming down the pipe here for the Packers. I mean, obviously, you know, Detroit coming up on Thanksgiving, that's an enormous game. And then Chicago, I believe, is pretty quick back-to-back games, if I'm not mistaken. I think they play Chicago, have another game in between, then Chicago again, if I'm thinking of the right schedule there. And this is the time you want to be clicking, right? This is the time you want to have that defense that you can always rely on, no matter what time of the year, what situation, you could just lean on them. And count on them to put you in good situations. And that was a performance yesterday that I haven't seen in a long time. And they've been really good this year. Don't get me wrong. The defense has been really good this year. But that was a very special performance by the Packers defense yesterday. And to have them be able to do that against division opponents when, you know, obviously the Vikings know the Packers very well, right? They know them very well. They know this defense very well from last year. Obviously, the quarterback is different, but McConnell knows the defense well, and let's just say Halfley got one over on him this year, and they're 1-0 against the Vikings in the battle for the North this year.
Brian, absolutely dominating defensive performance, 5 sacks, 2 interceptions, 10 quarterback hits. But you're going to have the naysayers that say, well, it came against J.J. McCarthy. He is not a good NFL quarterback so far. But we've also seen this season where we felt like the Packers were supposed to win and dominate, and they didn't, a la Cleveland Browns, Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. So what do you how would you rate this win in the confidence department for this team moving forward? Yes, it's a divisional win. Yes, you got a bunch of divisional games coming up, 2 against the Bears in a matter of 4 weeks. How would you assess this win? Because some people could say the Vikings aren't good, but any divisional win is good, and anyone knows that have played in the NFC North like yourself.
Absolutely, and I think people that say that about McCarthy, I mean, that's fine. I mean, listen, yeah, he struggled, but I'm going to tell you this much. Green Bay made him struggle, right? Like, no one's made him look like that yet this year, besides the Packers. I mean, let's just be real about it. I mean, the Packers made him look that way. And I will say this, like, the Vikings offensive line isn't a bad group. They are not a bad group by any stretch of the imagination. They have very good tackles. They have a good center. They have a good core group, but they did not look like a good group. And that's what the Packers defense did to them, right? When you're able to suffocate an offensive line out, quarterbacks aren't able to do anything. It doesn't matter who you have back there. It does not matter. So to say it was against McCarthy, like, that's fine. Like, that's okay. Like, sure, whatever. Keep talking. That's fine. We're good with that. You can keep saying that. Because if they continue to go out and perform that way, it's not going to matter who's behind center if you continue to perform at that level, especially up front. If you pressure the quarterback at that rate and harass him at that rate, it's going to be tough for the quarterback to do anything. It doesn't matter if it's J.J. McCarthy, if it's Jared Goff coming up this week, if it's going to be Caleb Williams the following week. It does not matter. If the defensive front plays like that, it's going to be tough for any offense to operate.
Yeah, Brian, if they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to earn it. Like you just mentioned several times, their schedule. You got the Lions, the Bears at Denver, then the Bears mm-hmm. again in Chicago, then back home against the Ravens, and then you finish the season in Minnesota. So in these last 6 games, if the Packers are going to make the playoffs, they are going to earn it.
Absolutely. And, Brian, I wanted to ask you about Jordan Love. He has an AC joint sprain in his left shoulder. Do you know how bad that is? I mean, that's not his throwing arm, but how devastating is that?
Yeah, I mean, listen, fortunately, I've never had one of those. I mean, I've had a lot of things in my time, but I haven't had one of those. I've been with guys that, I mean, I played with a couple guys out in L.A. that had those, and they look painful, and they struggle with them, and some guys sit out, some guys play through it. I guess it depends on the severity of it. I guess there's different grades to the AC joint sprain. But I think the way Matt LaFleur managed that game for him yesterday a little bit and really leaning on the run game and giving him not – you didn't give him a week off, but you certainly didn't put him under the gun the way you would have if you would have had him drop back and throw it 35 times, which he may have to do against Detroit, right? So you gave him a little week to protect himself, to get healthy, to try to get that thing as, I guess, feeling 100% as possible. It's not going to get there. Let's just be honest. Mm-hmm. It's not going to get to 100%. It's impossible at this point. But it's painful. It's definitely going to be painful and something he's going to be dealing with for the rest of the way. But the fact that he's pushing through it, he went out there last week and played through it, and he's doing it again this week. Hats off to him, right? I mean, that shows a lot of toughness from him. I mean, obviously, anything when it comes to shoulders and quarterbacks, whether it's throwing or non-throwing, that affects everything for them, right? Like any movement for them up top as they're torquing and twisting and turning and throwing that football, anything that, you know, doesn't feel right affects the way the ball comes out. And that's tough on them. So for him to gut through that and still continue to do what he needs to do to get this team over the line, I think is, you know, tip of the cap to him. And I just hope this offensive line can protect him. Don't take any big shots, right? Get down, slide. If you're getting out of the pocket, you don't need to run anyone over. No one needs to see how tough you are. No one wants to see it. I don't care. I'd rather see you get on the ground and not get the first down than try to truck a linebacker. Personally, that's just me. But I think that if the offensive line takes care of him, LaFleur kind of does his thing like he did yesterday and mix in that run game, the play action game to kind of protect him that way too. I think they can manage the injury very well. I think they can.
Mm-hmm. He is your Green Bay Packers champion, Brian Bulaga. Brian, thank you.
No problem. We will talk to you after Thanksgiving. Yes. I hope you guys have a great Thanksgiving.
You too.